True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. MSP Airport continues to grapple with cancellations and delays after this weekend's blizzard. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino is set to retire. And members of the Minneapolis City Council push back on plans for a new police training and wellness center. But first, the snow is over for now after the weekend blizzard that saw totals anywhere from several inches to 2 feet in Minnesota. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer says all that snow may turn out to be beneficial for us.
Put us back above average for the monthly snowfall. It put us back above average for the yearly snowfall, and it's frustrating a lot of people with spring showing up on Friday, and it looks like winter.
And we're not done yet. Chris says we're due for another round of snow tomorrow afternoon and evening. Both Minneapolis and St. Paul declared snow emergencies, with parking restrictions taking effect last night. Here's Sam Kershaw of St. Paul's Public Works.
You do not want your car to get plowed in with a 17, 18 inch snow, just period, because it's going to be wet and tall and really difficult to get out of. So in the very least, you know, do yourself a favor, do your neighbors a favor.
A statewide snow emergency has been declared by Governor Tim Walz, and the National Guard is active to help in response to the storm. Guard members are focusing on areas in southern Minnesota. It could be a while before operations get back to normal at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport following this weekend's massive snowstorm. Airport spokesperson Jeff Lee says there are about 70 cancellations on the board today, but they're still expecting around 50,000 people to go through security checkpoints.
That's people that probably may have been flown out if their flight had not been canceled, so they're trying to get to their destination. So again, anytime you have a storm like this, not only here at MSP, but to the east and airports in the upper Midwest, it takes a couple of days to sort of unkink from the challenges and the cancellations. So that'll have some lingering effects into the midweek.
Over 600 flights were canceled at MSP this weekend. Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino, who oversaw much of Operation Metro Surge in the Twin Cities, will retire at the end of the month. Bovino was ousted from the operation at the end of January after the Border Patrol shooting of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. Bovino claimed Preddy intended to massacre federal agents, but offered no evidence when making that claim. 14 gun safety proposals are making their way through the Minnesota State Senate after being passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. That committee has a heavy Democratic majority, unlike the party's slim one-vote edge in the full Senate. Senator Ron Latt says some issues remain controversial.
The key corner piece ones that are most controversial are things like the assault weapons ban, the ban or limit on high-capacity magazines, things like that, which really touch directly on the guns themselves and not on other paths toward reducing gun violence.
Many of the proposals now go to the Senate Finance Committee before facing a floor debate. It then gets even trickier when legislation moves to the House, which remains equally divided. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says a proposed police training and wellness center is necessary because of current facilities being outdated. Several city council members say funds for this $40 million project would best be spent elsewhere. Ward 10 Councilmember Aisha Chugtai would rather see city funds spent on infrastructure issues.
In my 5 years at City Hall, I have over and over again approached Public Works and city administration to talk about how we fix this block. And the number one piece of pushback I receive is, well, it's going to cost a few million dollars, and that's not money we have right now. As it turns out, we do.
On March 24th, the council will vote on a proposal paving the way for a police training and wellness center. The project would also need about $20 million in state-bonded dollars. There's still been no arrests reported in a weekend homicide in Minneapolis. The shooting happened early Saturday morning on the 2300 block of Hennepin Avenue South, not far from Lake of the Isles. Police say the victim had at least one life-threatening gunshot wound when he was found in a parking lot. He died at HCMC. Investigators say the man was with a group when shots were fired. It appears no one else was hurt. The Gopher women's basketball team is staying home to open the NCAA tournament, hosting Wisconsin-Green Bay Friday afternoon at Williams Arena. Gopher head coach Don Plitzewit says it's not going to be a pushover.
They win, and that's what Green Bay does. They win at a very, very high level, obviously very familiar with their coaching staff. Have a ton of respect to win that conference over and over again, and to continue to go dancing is something that they do at a high level, and so we're going to have to play really good basketball.
The other first-round matchup at Williams Arena on Friday is Ole Miss against Gonzaga, beginning at 2:30 p.m. The winners of Friday's game square off at the Barn on Sunday, with the survivor headed to the Women's Basketball Sweet 16. Interstate 35 is back open today in southwestern Minnesota after the stretch between Albert Lea and Ames closed due to hazardous driving conditions. The road was shut down yesterday afternoon starting at 3 through 10 this morning as snowfall and strong winds made for difficult travel. I-90 was also closed briefly Sunday, and no travel was advised. Finally, a not-so-funny moment for a comedian passing through Minnesota over the weekend.
Bert Kreischer had just wrapped up a show in Fargo when the tour bus he was traveling on to Cedar Rapids blew a tire on I-94. That bus later burst into flames as the driver waited for a tire delivery. Kreischer saying on Instagram that everyone was safe.
The bus driver Dewey, he got out in time. He said literally the fire started and within 15 seconds the whole front cabin was in flames. Here's the good thing to know. Had we slept on that bus, we all would have been trapped in the back and we'd all be dead today. Yesterday, we would have been dead yesterday. So, it was a blessing that we had a blowout. It was a blessing.
Kreischer and others had already boarded a pair of crew buses before the fire. His tour had stopped in Rochester on Friday. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.